May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In the Episcopal Church, there are four feast days that are set apart for baptism. And at St. Catherine's, we try as much as possible to keep our baptisms to those 4 days, unless, of course, families can't be here, and then we're a little flexible. But the four feast days for baptism are these: Easter at the Easter Vigil, Pentecost, All Saints Sunday, and today, the Feast of the Baptism of Our Lord, which always comes on the first Sunday after Epiphany. Now, if you read the letters in the New Testament, you'll notice that in the early church there was a rich vocabulary of images about baptism. Lots of different ways of thinking about baptism. Here are some of them. In our baptism, we are reborn. We die and rise with Christ. In our baptism, we are anointed for ministry. We become a royal priesthood. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit. Another image is that we put on Christ as a garment in our baptism. And one that we talked about a few weeks ago, we are adopted as God's children when we are baptized. And each one of the four feast days that are set aside for baptism emphasizes one of those major images of baptism. The Easter Vigil, the first service of Easter, reminds us of the rebirth and renewal of baptism, the dying and rising with Christ. On Pentecost, we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit to the church, and we are reminded of the gift of the Holy Spirit in baptism. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit. On All Saints, we remember all the faithful who have gone before and the great cloud of witnesses. And we are reminded that we are called and anointed for ministry in our baptism, that we are a royal priesthood. And finally, this day, the baptism of our Lord, reminds us that in baptism, all of us are adopted by God as God's beloved children. Jesus was baptized by John in the River Jordan. And as he was praying, God gave him a great blessing. Before Jesus was driven out into the desert to be tempted, before he began his public ministry, before Jesus suffered and died for love of us, God gave Jesus a blessing. "You are my son, the beloved," the voice said. "With you I am well pleased." All of us need to know that we are God's beloved. Some of you will have read over the years some of Henry Nouwen's books, the great Catholic spiritual teacher and writer on spirituality. And he's been dead for quite a few years now. Many, many books. They're all good. And one of the books that he wrote is called Life of the Beloved. And in that book, the book is a response to a friend of his. I don't think his friend was actually a churchgoer. And this friend asked him to write something about the spiritual life that would make sense to modern people, no matter whether they went to church or not. So Henry Nouwen said he prayed and he thought for a whole year about what he wanted to write. And he finally chose the word beloved. He knew that there are many things that can get in the way of our claiming our belovedness. A central struggle of many people who seek spiritual direction is really believing that they are loved by God. Some people who grow up as high achievers may feel that they're loved for what they do, not who they are or what they are. And those who don't succeed by society's measurements may feel that they never quite measure up, no matter what they do. Even the fortunate among us who grow up in loving families often struggle with feeling not good enough. Hopefully, we all have times when we really feel loved just for being. I remember when I was growing up as a child, my birthday was always one of those days because I always got to pick the menu. My mom would cook whatever I wanted for dinner, and I always dressed up and got to do special things. We always celebrated with my whole family, grandparents and special family friends around the dining room table. So as I was growing up, I remember feeling different on my birthday every year. It was a different feeling when I felt beloved, not for anything I did, but just for being, for having been born. In the church, we have rituals that remind us of our belovedness: baptism, confirmation, the Eucharist, new youth rites of passage, such as the Rite 13 ceremony, which we will have another one this spring. In these sacraments and rituals, we celebrate our belovedness. And every time we witness a baptism, we may remember God's words, "You are beloved." As Jesus was revealed as the Son of God in his baptism, so we are adopted as daughters and sons of God in our baptism. Now, even though we don't have a baptism today, it's a good time to remember that every time we celebrate baptism in the community, we make a promise. We promise to do everything in our power to help the child or adult continue to grow in the Christian way of life. That's not a small promise. We are pledging ourselves to a long-term commitment. We are striving to be a community that reminds all children, all people, of their belovedness, so they never have a cause to doubt it here. And we strive to reflect God's blessings to each other so that all of us may experience belovedness. In that book, Henry Nouwen writes about a transformation which is available to all of us by God's grace. He says we can change from living life as a painful test to prove that you deserve to be loved, to living it as an unceasing yes to the truth of that belovedness. He goes on to say, life is a God-given opportunity to become who we are, to affirm our own true spiritual nature, proclaim our truth, but most of all, to say yes to the one who calls us the beloved. Can we live our lives this Epiphany season as an unceasing yes to the truth of our belovedness? You all know people who live life this way. They are the first ones to praise, the first to greet a lonely person, the first to support you in trouble. They are the first to forgive and the last to condemn, because they know that they are God's beloved. They are able to reflect that love back to everyone around them. Anthony de Mello, another well-known writer of spiritual meditations and parables, writes this of his own years-long spiritual struggle. "I was neurotic for years," he says, "anxious, depressed, selfish, and everyone kept telling me to change. And I resented them and agreed with them and wanted to change, but simply couldn't, no matter how hard I tried. I felt powerless and trapped. One day, God said, 'Don't change. I love you as you are.' These words were music to my ears. I relaxed. I came alive. And suddenly, I changed." Today, instead of the Nicene Creed, I'm going to ask you to find the baptismal covenant in the prayer book. I'll tell you what page it's on, so you don't have to guess. Page 304. And for all who are able to stand, and we will reaffirm our baptismal vows and baptismal covenant together. So it's page 304 in the Book of Common Prayer. All who are able, please stand. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and then born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the Apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, without suffering.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Father in heaven, who at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit, grant that all who are baptized into his name may keep the covenant they have made and boldly confess him as Lord and Savior, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting.
Amen.
We will continue.